Asian Voice News, the Global Link.
Zanamaka calls for actualization of market and bus act. ERB concerned with proliferation of traders in LPG. And Cameroonian security forces kills dozens in post-election crackdown. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamuno. The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association Zanamaka has urged government to enforce the Market and Bus Stations Act to help prevent recurring fire outbreaks in markets across the country. This follows the recent fire that gutted Chwempala Market in Chingola last night. Zanamaka President Mpila Kamea said the implementation of the act would ensure that large markets have functional fire brigades on standby to respond promptly in cases of emergencies. Speaking in an interview with RCV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Kamea expressed concern that most major markets lack nearby fire brigades. The situation, he said, has contributed to repeated incidents of markets being reduced to ashes. This is an urgent matter as many traders continue to lose property that supports their livelihoods, said Mr. Kamea. He added that actualizing the act would bring order and safety to marketplaces, emphasizing that property losses in markets have a negative impact on the national economy. Meanwhile, Mr. Kamea also called for intensified sensitization of marketeers on fire safety and the proper management of their trading spaces.
Private sector, you know, must come on board. Companies providing insurance must come on board. This is a platform where they can also make money. It's a win-win situation. Government will benefit, the private sector will benefit, and the marketeers will benefit. Because losing property is a drawback to the economy of this country. You know, marketeers depend on what they sell and what they're dealing in, and if they lose property and then at the end of the day they're not given that protection, I mean, if government goes there to give them a ration because they have lost their property, it's not enough, because what they've lost is more than what, you know, someone can contribute.
Nkana Member of Parliament Binwa Mpundu has described his 30-day suspension from Parliament as unfair, saying that similar conduct by some members of the ruling party has not attracted the same disciplinary action. Yesterday, Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Moti suspended Mr. Mpundu for 30 days on two counts: contempt of the National Assembly and use of unparliamentary language towards Mongo Central Member of Parliament Oliver Amutike. But speaking when he featured on Christian Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Mpundu said the suspension has deprived the people of Nkana of representation, adding that the speaker could have guided him to withdraw his remarks instead of imposing a suspension. The charge and the suspension were based on issues that other MPs also commit in the House, said Mr. Mpundu. He noted that several citizens have since advised him to use more refined language when addressing matters in Parliament, a call says has taken seriously. Mr. Mpundu emphasized that his allegiance remains with the Zambian people and will continue to represent their interests passionately.
Defend myself, I will protect the integrity of Parliament by ensuring that the bodies are put in their space. In this case, in fact, Luena and Mongu are the worst culprits when it comes to bullying. We have not had peace in that house. But what can we do? They are always protected by the speaker. Us, whenever we nangfewa kola, nangfeku useka.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has observed with concern the proliferation of traders in liquefied petroleum gas, retailing and distributing without valid licenses from ERB. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukola Kasumba says that engaging in LPG distribution and trading at unlicensed premises not only violates the law, but also poses significant risks to the safety of traders, consumers and the public. Ms. Kasumba stated that this is because traders in LPG licensed by the ERB follow strict safety regulations, including use of approved equipment and ensuring proper handling, storage and distribution. The ERB hereby warns businesses and individuals that trading in LPG without a license is an offence under the Energy Regulation Act No. 12 of 2019. Violation of the law may result in enforcement action, including prosecution of up to 5 years. MPs, said Ms. Kasumpa in a statement issued to RTV News and Lusaka today. She has urged all businesses and individuals or their agents involved in the LPG trade to regularize their operations by obtaining the necessary ERB licenses by 31st December 2025.
Those found operating unlawful facilities will be prosecuted or fined in accordance with the provisions of the Energy Regulation Act No. 12 of 2019. The ERB is committed to ensuring the safety and legality of LPG trading to protect consumers and promote the sustainable development of the energy sectors. Consumers and the general public are also advised to purchase LPG products only from the ERB licensed traders to ensure quality, safety, and recourse in the event of any LPG-related issues.
Former State House Advisor Chris Zumanzimba has been arrested for publishing a false article about Patriotic Front PF faction acting president Given Lubinda on social media contrary to the provisions of the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025. According to police, the matter was reported on October 9, 2025 at 14:58 hours by Mr. Lubinda, prompting an immediate investigation by the Zambia Police Service. Police Public Relations Officer Reha Monga said that he was subsequently cautioned, charged and arrested for offences of prohibition of identity-related crimes and prohibition of harassment and humiliation contrary to Section 11, 1A and 22, 1A of the Cyber Crimes Act. Dr. Zemba is currently in police custody awaiting court appearance, and the Zambia Police Service would like to warn members of the public against the misuse of social media and other digital platforms to spread false, misleading or defamatory information about individuals or institutions, said Mr. Hamonga in a statement issued to RTV News and Lusaka today. He further emphasized that such actions constitute serious criminal offenses under the Cyber Crimes Act and attract severe legal consequences, including arrest and prosecution. In Africa news, Reuters news agency has reported that Cameroonian security forces killed 48 in a crackdown on protest against the re-election of President Paul Biya. The news agency, which cited UN sources, said the Cameroonian government has not provided a figure or conducted an investigation into the killings. The majority of the victims were killed by gunshots, while others succumbed to injuries from being beaten by security forces. Reuters News reports that most of the deaths occurred in the littoral region where the port city of Douala is located. Coming up shortly, at least 7 people killed after UPS cargo plane crashes in Kentuck. This and for more, stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. At least 7 people were killed when a UPS cargo plane crashed while taking off from an airport in Louisville, Kentucky on Tuesday evening, the state's governor said. Andy Beshear said the plane's 3 crew members were likely to be among the dead after the freight plane exploded as it departed Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport at around 17:15 local time. At least 11 other people were injured when the plane crashed, sending thick plumes of black smoke into the sky. Officials warned that people suffered very significant injuries in the incident and the death toll could rise. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMARCA, has urged government